Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamella here today with a brand new video for you, and today I want to talk about stacking oral steroids. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. Thank you for all of the comments, the subscriptions, the shares, the likes. If you haven't yet, please do all of these things. Any interaction with you have with the channel, it's feeding the algorithm, it's helping us to grow, and that's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. So I want to talk about stacking oral steroids. I get this question a ton. I've talked about it in the past, but I want to kind of reiterate my thoughts and my positions on this and kind of explain why. This isn't a big drawn-out thing that we're going to have to get into here. It's actually quite basic, but I'm going to explain to you the reasoning behind it. So, one, I'm not the biggest fan ever of stacking oral steroids. I'm not saying you can't. I mean, I've done it. I've done it multiple times, and I've done it with success. I'm going to give you my reasoning as to why I don't like it. Number one is probably the most obvious is the amount of toxicity. It is just a ton of pressure on you internally. And I'm talking cholesterol. I'm talking liver. I'm talking kidneys. And you can dive deeper into further markers, blood pressure. And then there's things that we can look at with the heart that we could talk about later that I've really dug into more recently. And those can also be problematic things that are definitely going to occur with longer term use of any steroid, and especially with oral steroids. So that's problem number one. Now, number two is to kind of counteract that, you need to run them at half the normal dose you would run them. So you're still getting a lot of toxicity, but you're lowering the dose, so it's not going to be as harsh on you. Now, here's the next issue that I have. Why not just pick one and run it optimally? Run it at its full dose, get the most out of it. There's great synergy between many steroids, as we know. Winstrol, Anavar, great synergy. Tons of people have done well with Anadrol and D-Ball. One of the most successful cycle that I've ever ran actually kickstarted with Anadrol and Winstrol together. So look, I see the merit. I've done it. I've witnessed it firsthand. The problem is that people tend to misuse them. They'll run them too long. They'll run them too high. They don't protect themselves, whether it be with protecting themselves from estrogen with something like D-Ball that we know converts to estrogen. Now, Anadrol is something different because Anadrol has estrogenic side effects without actually converting to estrogen. And that's where you need like a Novadex, Raloxifen type of deal to help with that issue. So these are all part of the problem that I have with it. And I just feel like more so now than ever, and it's getting worse and worse and worse, and I blame a lot of this on social media and bad influencers out there that don't really know what they're talking about or don't care what they're talking about or parrot information that they're getting from bad sources. Regardless of the situation and regardless of the motive, even if it's not a bad motive, it's still bad because people get hurt. So if you are fully intent on stacking oral steroids, which I'm sure there's plenty of you watching here that are, I'm not trying to be Mr. Lecturer. I'm not trying to be your dad. I'm trying to explain to you the reasons I don't care for it so much. But I would be hypocritical if I were to sit here to say that it doesn't work, as I just said, one of my actually the best results-wise cycle that I've ever had stacked oral steroids in it. Now, Proviron's a different story because Proviron is not anywhere near like an Anavar, Winstrol, D-Ball, Anadrol, T-Ball, Halo, because it's not C17 alpha alkylated, because it's not so strong as those. It doesn't come with any of the side effects as the ones that I talked about. Some people would argue it shouldn't even be considered a steroid, and it is, and it's a DHT steroid, and it has tons of benefits, which I've talked about, and one of the reasons why I love it so much, but that's neither here nor there. That's not what we're talking about. That could be run longer. I don't have any issue stacking that with anything. And some people will argue it to be RAN and PCT. If you're going to stack them, please think wisely about the dosage that you're taking. Be very, very aware of running them both lower and listening to your body. If you are one of those people that wants to push it to the limit and you want to run, say, I recently saw somebody say they were going to stack D-Ball and Winstrol and run them both 50 milligrams each. I don't even like going over 30 milligrams of D-Ball on its own, all right? But let's just say you're one of those people that wants to do that. And I just want you to be aware of the consequences and the precautions that you need to take there. It's going to thrash you internally. And I get these people, oh, my blood work came out okay, or I recovered fine. And look, if you continuously go at something and you beat on it and you beat on it and you beat on it, whether it's like your car that you continuously like rub on the leather eventually it might pop back, it might pop back. It's going to start to wear away. If you start grinding the brakes and slamming on brakes and, oh, they're okay, eventually you're going to need to fix them. It's going to be a problem and it could ruin your car. So, you know, you're so hard on your engine, you're gunning it, you're revving it. Well, eventually it's going to wear out. And when you thrash your liver over and over and over, and I'm only talking about your liver, I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not talking about your heart. I'm not talking about your kidneys. The amount of negative effect it's going to have there. Let's just talk about the liver. I mean, we're resilient internally, but not that resilient. I mean, you can cause some severe harm. I've seen people develop cirrhosis of the liver. And you know, the way that the liver functions with so many different very important things that it does for your body, and you start hurting those, you can cause severe problems. And long-term thrashing like that is really, really, really bad. And I just want you to be aware of that, that just because you might be okay right now, it doesn't mean you're going to be okay later. Just take precautions. Understand you need full post-cycle therapies. My recommendation on durations with oral steroids aside from Proviron is to never go over 6 weeks. I don't care if it's Anavar, and you need to watch my video on is Anavar really that mild to get a gauge and understanding on why I say Anavar. I don't care what it is. I would not go over 6 weeks. I don't care about Proviron being ran 12 weeks because I've seen it done a million times and blood work and markers and everything are always great. And like I said, there's no toxicity there. So that's a different story. But with these, just take precaution and understand that you need to be very careful. And if you're going to do it, I really, really, really would say, like, let's say, for instance, generally speaking, I would recommend Anavar at 40 to 50 milligrams per day and Winstrol about 40 to 50 milligrams per day. So I would really recommend 25 milligrams of each tops if you're going to stack them. You know, same with like an Anadrol and a D-Ball. I'd go 25 Anadrol, 15 D-Ball. T-Ball, normally I'm in the 50 to 60 range, 25 to 30 milligrams stacked with the other ones. I don't care to ever even recommend Halotestin and Superdrol, but let's just theoretically say that with Halotestin, I don't recommend going on over 20 milligrams. And if you're stacking it, I would keep it more in like the 5 range, 10 tops. Superdrol, same 5 to 10 tops, stacking stuff like that. They're already so ridiculously harsh. Just be aware, be careful, don't exceed 6 weeks, keep the doses in half, but really, really think about just taking one or the other. And I get it when you're looking, like when I did Anadrol and Winstrol, it was like I'm bulking, but I want to keep it as clean as I possibly can, and I'm looking for the synergy there, and I get that. I understand, but there's always exceptions to rules. Just use your head, be cautious, be aware, listen to your body, get your blood work done. Use proper protection on cycle, you know, make sure that you're protecting liver, kidneys, cholesterol, everything that you can possibly take. There's all-in-one protectants you can take, or you can go piece out, you know, supplements to take. Just understand it's not only the liver that you need to protect. The liver gets hurt, but every other thing there that people overlook can cause severe problems as well. So just keep that in mind. I'm a precautionary guy. You guys know that. That's why many of you follow me and watch me, and that's why some of you can't stand me and why some of you love me. So I'm not going to change. That's how I'm always going to be. I'm always going to be like, look out for the person first, look out for their health first. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.